I will inherit the world, and I'll die in America.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Defender 7 Monday night broadcast with your host, Kimberly Purvis, and I'm your co-host and general of the Defender 7, Bobby Ormsby. Welcome. Before we get on with our show, I need to read our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on Defenders 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defenders 7. Now, with that being said, again, welcome. For those of you new just tuning in to us, be sure to check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Now, before you click on that join button, make sure that you know we expect all of our members and future members to participate in all that we do throughout the Defender 7. Now, if you get in and you feel it's not the place for you, you may leave with no hard feelings. Also, check out our website. Type in all lowercase letters, www.defenders.com. And on our site, you will find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all proceeds from sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. We're not like the other groups where they keep 90% and only distribute 10%. All 100% goes back to our communities. So please, by all means, purchase something or click that donate button. Help us to help you and your community. We're also on MeWe. Click on organizations. Scroll down to Defender 7 Humanitarian American Patriot Group. And thanks to our Colonel Kimberly Purvis, click on our YouTube channel and hit that subscribe button, please. Now, for tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy it when you call in with your own opinions, your thoughts, or just join the conversation. We're always open. That number to call, area code 914-205-5773. And again, that number to call to participate, 914 205-5773. And I will now turn the microphone over to our colonel, your host, Kimberly Purvis, and we also have our major of Wisconsin, Miss Lorna Munson.
Miss Wisconsin, it's not going to be Wisconsin no more. Wisconsin, nope.
Yeah, she's going to be a South Kakalakian.
A Kakalakian. I can't even say that. A Kakalaki.
Typical Norwegian, can't say it.
I know. There's a few words I can't say. I can say swear words
like
real well.
Whistler Coochie. In Florida, there's Whistler Coochie, and people can't even say it. So go figure. I'm going to take this as long as I can take it tonight, okay? Because we have 45-mile-an-hour gale force winds with peace to hail. It comes
stop,
and goes.
Stop with the excuses. You're sounding like a woman.
Shut up. No. We have flood warnings until 9:30. But what's happening is it'll storm for 30 minutes and stop for like 20 minutes or so, and then it'll start back up. But that's why when I messaged you earlier, normally our internet was glitchy. So that's why I was worried about it. But it's okay.
But you
it's
know I
got to
give
right
you a hard
now.
Time.
No, I know. And my front yard's a freaking pool.
And like I said, grab a bar of soap and go out there and take a bath and pretend it's Saturday night, because Lorna does it.
Well, the next time it starts to rain again, I'm going to go out there, because the way it was coming down, it's like, shit, I got to take a shower anyway. What all did you guys cover anyway on Saturday? Just a bug out bag?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much. So we talked about the others too, but
yeah, I know, because there's only so much you could talk about with a bug out bag anyway. So
yeah,
Weather's
just was asking questions of like what's the first thing you put in, what's the second, and forth,
and I failed miserably.
Because she kept on saying she needed chocolate chips in there.
Yeah. Well, duh. Come on. Yeah.
No, but the rest of the show, Lorna and I just, we winged it.
See, now you know what it's like to have to wing a show, Lorna.
I don't like it. I don't like talking.
See, you guys do that shit to me. You're like, you'll start a show and I'll be talking. You know, if it wasn't for me talking, it'd be silence until someone says free beer.
Yeah, but you got all your other personalities to kick in.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. It's true.
But see, that's the key word, free beer.
Yeah, I know. So I figure we go over like emergency supplies for any occasion. This is just in general to have. And then I want to go ahead and cover first aid bags too. It's not completely in depth, but like a basic first aid bag, because everybody should know basic first aid. Everybody knows how to put a Band-Aid on. Everybody knows how to do, simple things like that. And that's what I wanted to go over too. With regards as to some of the natural disasters that's been getting worse, I don't want to set off alarms or anything, but with Yellowstone acting all retarded, and they're having more than swarms of earthquakes, and this swarms of earthquakes is common, especially in that area. Most of the time they're less than 1.5 and stuff.
Speaking of earthquakes, there was one in the Philippines over by my brother's family, my sister-in-law's family. 6.5.
Yeah. They've, as I'm saying, there's been some pretty big ones over there. And then the ones that at Yellowstone, they had 451 earthquakes within a few days. And that's not common. They can have up to 1,000 a month. But that's in a month. You know what I'm saying? This was within 2 days. They had 451.
Wow.
Yeah. 145 of them. I mean, and so the reason why I want to bring this up is because I guarantee you nobody prepared for a volcano to go off. So the thing about what's going on over there is, like I said, it could be days, weeks, months, or years, or whatever before that bitch ever goes. But they're having harmonic tremors, just a few. They do see that lava's coming up to the surface, closer to it, and they're getting fractures. So they got thermal vents, and they showed from January until July. There was only a few thermal vents in January. Well, now there's a shit ton. They got a whole area of trees that turned into charcoal briquettes. So it's getting hot there. It's getting hot. So
the reason why I wanted to bring it up, get the hell out of here.
Here's the thing, because they found a second caldera underneath the other one, it's going to be a lot worse than what they thought if it ever did blow, and depending on how many vents it had. So remember I said last time it would be to Kansas, like just west of us? Yeah, now they're saying it'll go to D.C. Not the lava, the ash cloud. Yeah, the ash cloud will go as far as D.C. So, and then after that, all the toxic chemicals, the gases and all that shit will go all the way around the world. That's inevitable anyway, with something that big. So the most important thing is you watch any documentary about it, and they'll tell you have at least 3 days' worth of food and water. No. You need at least 3 weeks' worth of food and water, because FEMA and the Red Cross and all of that, the closer you are to Yellowstone, the longer it's going to take. So, I mean, if you live out, and then they have different zones, and if anybody wants, they can message us, and I can show them, I uploaded it to our national page, I believe, the mapping. And so within the first 500 miles, forget it. Don't even bother. You cannot get away from a pyroclastic cloud. It'd be close to impossible unless you're in a bunker. So, you can't outdrive one. So the farther you are away from Yellowstone, or let me tell you, aside from Yellowstone, any volcano for that matter, Mount St. Helens, they're saying Vesuvius is getting kind of glitchy, you know, he just wants to go. So, but that's not as bad as Pompeii when it went the last time. But you do need to have, I'd say for at least 3 weeks, of food and water, your medicine, and things like that. The closer you are, the farther you're away, it's okay. You just have to watch for the ash cloud fallout.
I'm 1,000 miles from there.
Huh?
I'm at 1,017 miles from there. I'm 15 hours and 50 minutes from there.
From where?
From Yellowstone?
Holy
shit, but
saying.
I'm not even but 7. Maybe 800.
That's what I'm saying.
Holy crap.
Yeah, but it's got it going up into like the middle of North Dakota and then back down to my where I'm at. Instead of
that,
straight across.
Driving
let me...
That's driving Lorna style. Slow.
Whatever. I'm Andretti.
Let me see how far I am from... Let me see. Yeah. What the hell, Batman? Okay, my location. I am from Wichita. Shit, look, we're going to go to the entrance. I'm 1,055 miles away.
Oh, that don't make any sense.
We would actually cut across Kansas straight, cut straight across Colorado, and then go up. So
yeah.
That's probably taking the long-ass way, so we're probably not even but 800 miles away. But anyhow, like I was saying, the farther away you are, the amount of ash and shit that falls is a lot less. But the main thing what I'm talking about is you have to have water. You have to. You can go without eating. Trust me, I've done it before. Not that I wanted to. I've gone 11 days. Of course I was sick, okay? not something that you want to do, but it can be done, unfortunately, if you have to. But you can't go 11 days without water. Was it 3 days without water?
Yeah.
So, and you have shelter, unless you're homeless. God forbid, but
I will be.
Make sure, huh?
I will be.
Well, not living on the street homeless is what I was talking about. anyway, so I would start with your water. And depending on how many people there are will depend on how much you need. So literally it's a gallon a day is what you're supposed to have, almost a gallon a day. So just think about that. Right now I've got 4 cases of bottled water. And we're planning on getting 4 more. Now, this could be for anything. Now, I'm not talking about Yellowstone, going off. I'm talking about for any type of emergency. Hell, your water can even get shut off, for all you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, like I said, having emergency supplies does not always necessarily mean natural disaster or other. But just make sure you have plenty of water. Now, if you know for a fact there is something coming, like a hurricane, just say, for instance, or a blizzard, get you those totes, those big ones. You get them anywhere. Walmart's got them for like $5. Fill those up with water and cover the lid and seal it with tape if you want to use that for like bathing and toilet water and things like that. Fill your bathtub up. Because like I'm saying, if you know something's coming and you have time, by all means, get your water and make sure you have enough.
Well, right now, if anything happens, I've got 500 gallons in the hot tub and 250 gallons in the hot water heater.
Okay, see, that's not bad. We only have like a 100-gallon water heater.
Oh,
but,
mine is humongous. It is freaking huge. I can't even get my arms around it. It's like huge.
Now, the thing about here is it rains all the time. Pretty much. It freaking rains. Every time I turn around, it rains. That's Florida. Put you totes and stuff outside to catch. If it's storming, but like right now, we're flooding. So if we were in an issue of having no water, I would take all my totes and put them outside and catch rainwater. I've done it before. So from there, I want to go ahead and go over, like, foods. When you put food away, make sure it's stuff that, one, that you're actually going to like and eat. If you don't need potted meat, why buy it?
if
you don't like tuna
enough,
fish.
You will.
Huh?
If you're hungry enough, you will.
True, but what I mean is if you're just starting out, you're just a brand new prepper, essentials of what you're going to eat. Then you could throw in there if money's tight while you're doing like everyday living like right now, then you would get all that cheap crap to throw in there as a filler, you know, like if you're out and stuff. Because that's what I used to do when I used to go camping. We'd get potted meat, Vienna sausage, sardines, and all that crap because it's perfect. It's small, and when we go hiking, bears can't smell it. So, well, not until you open it. But stuff like that. So, start with your dry goods first. Or at least this is what I did. I eat grits. I love them. I got about 30 pounds of them.
Of what?
A big five grits.
Oh, I've never had them.
They're really grits. Good, but you got to make them right. You got to make grits right or they're not worth eating.
Kiss my grits.
Yeah. Salt, pepper, butter, and cheese is one of the most ways that people eat them. It's with cheese, too. Or with bacon bits, or with bacon, whatever, you float your boat. But actually, let me backtrack. Get you a journal and write everything down to keep track of what you have and what you want so you don't forget. So we started with the essentials of grit, rice, flour, cornmeal. It's up to you on your flour if you want self-rising or all-purpose, but you just know if you have all-purpose, then you got to get all the extra shit that goes with it. So the salt, the bacon, was it bacon soda, bacon powder, whatever it is, that little round jar, that little round can.
Bacon
not
powder.
The one that makes, yeah, not the one that helps absorb all the nasty smells out of your refrigerator.
That's bacon soda.
Yeah, you need to have that for all-purpose flour, so. I like self-rising. I don't have to deal with all that shit. That's why I do it. And then we went to, I'm just going to go down like what we have. And then I write down every time I buy something, I write down how much I bought. That way it's just a running total of how much I have. And it's put away in a back room that we don't even go into. So it's out of sight, out of mind. If there's something that you want to keep, that you want to put up, just put it up. And then have your regular everyday supply in your pantry, in your kitchen that you have. So we put up dried beans. I put up every kind. You know, mainly pinto beans and black beans. And green beans or green peas, split peas, and things like that. But it's easy, you know, they go a long way. So, I took all of mine out of the bags because I found out when I started prepping, I had beans for 5 years Hell, I've just finished up. I'm not even almost done with them yet. But I've used them over the last couple of years. So the bags tend to get not brittle, but they wear down. The plastic wears down. So
yeah.
What I did, and this is how I know that we were addicted to coffee. You know the big, huge, the big, huge Folgers, the plastic containers?
I got my tools in there, my nuts and bolts.
Well, yeah, that's why I say we save those. We empty a coffee, we finish it, I use it for something else, for the everyday stuff. But what I did notice was I took all the dried beans and put one, and I fill them all up and just tape them down and then write what's in it. But I also use it for, like, everyday stuff. And I take a black Sharpie, and I write what's in each of them. And I got, like, I don't know, 20, 30 of them. I don't know. But it just makes life a lot easier, especially if you have, like, ants, bugs, or whatever. It keeps all that crap out, and it makes life a whole lot easier. Don't forget things like popcorn. We don't buy the bags, we buy the kernels, because it doesn't take much to pop popcorn. So, and that shit goes a long way too. So we put up we have a ton of coffee put up. I went and bought two big things of coffee and forgot I had another one. So yeah,
you can never have too much coffee. No, there's no such thing as too much coffee.
Well, see, I have to limit how much coffee I drink until I get rid of my kidney stone. It aggravates, it dehydrates. So coffee and tea dehydrate. It's a natural dehydrate. So I try to limit to just one or two cups a day, or just one every other day. But I bought a Keurig, and they don't sell the small little boxes here. They sell a case of them. So I got four cases of Keurig coffee. So, like I said, I love coffee.
It won't go bad. And you can always use it to trade. I said you can always use it to trade.
Exactly. Well, that's the other thing. If you don't eat potted meat and Vienna sausage and ramen noodles, buy them because, you can trade. You can trade. And hold on a second. I'm having a brain fart.
Yeah, I want more water. I currently only have about 40 gallons. But I do have a way to collect rainwater, so.
Yeah, and that's what you need to do.
Well, I mean, just me, you know, they say estimate a gallon of water a day for, you know, for food and washing and stuff, you know. And rationing, I can always go down a little bit below that, but 40 gallons would last me a little over a month if I don't have to ration. If I'm collecting rainwater, then I can go longer. My concern is my idiot family.
Yeah, that is the thing, is your family. I got family in three different states. So, and all I could tell them is, look, just not everybody's a prepper in my family, okay? So.
Well, I do have my unbiological sister. She will, of course, when the shit hits the fan, I'm assuming we'll have at least an hour or two's warning. And she has.
Depends on what it is.
Right, true. She also has quite a bit of water and food and medical supplies that she will throw into her car along with her daughter and come over here because there's numbers safety in numbers.
Yeah.
So we do have a plan, and she's only like 20 minutes away. So, we're hoping that, we'll at least, depending on, like you said, depending on what it is, we're hoping we'll have at least, that much time, for her to get over here.
See, that's the difference, though, between having your bug-out bag and a bug-out location, having your stuff in multiple places. It all depends on what it is. Now,
well, I mean, if she has to leave her stuff behind to get over here, I don't care. It's still better for to have her here with her daughter because she's even more knowledgeable than I am on certain things.
See, here's the thing. I don't want to leave any personal effects at home, like pictures, my military records, birth certificates, because I don't want anybody to have that. See, I suggest if you have to leave your home, take it out of the picture frames. But because you don't want anyone to have any information on you, especially if, say the UN comes in, like Biden's trying. Okay, just my 2 cents worth, because he's trying to get him here for racism to help out. The only people they're saying is racist are Christians and conservatives.
Yeah.
So what do you think they're going to want to do? Either execute us or put us in FEMA camp. So that's why I say if you have to leave and book, be able to take your that's just my personal belief. I don't want
I carry my passport, and I have, multiple copies of my birth certificate, so I always have one on me, and my Social Security card.
I have a tote that's in my closet that has all important papers in it.
Yeah.
So that way I could just grab that one thing and get out. But
I don't have a lot of important papers. I have, enough to fit in a wallet type of thing.
Yeah. Okay, so like I was saying, if it's going to be an end-of-the-world apocalyptic event, the economy could collapse, whatever. Just because you have to ration doesn't mean you can't have little luxuries of life. Like sugar. I'm just saying, I'm going to use this as an example. The Walking Dead, not the zombie part, but how they had to limit everything because there was no factories open.
Right.
No way to produce it.
Right.
So you're going to have
right.
to have other ways of sweetening food if that's what you do. So, but my thing is, sugar, like brown sugar, white sugar, powdered sugar, whatever.
Yeah.
I've got a little bit of each. I don't have enough. But like you said,
I've got 8 pounds of regular
trade.
Sugar.
But people trade. So,
I've got 8 pounds of regular sugar, and I've only got 2 pounds of brown sugar. I want to get some more, and 2 pounds of powdered sugar.
I
want to get
some
more.
But I eat cream of wheat, and I put brown sugar in mine instead of white sugar.
Yeah. Well, when at Easter time, when I bought my flour and stuff to make bread and whatnot, I bought extra stuff because it stays for a minimum of 6 to 12 months, depending on how you store it. So, you can actually use it past that. It's just, the best use by date. So,
everything has it, yeah.
Right. But you have to store it correctly. So, but I do want to get some more things, like you were saying, like the sugar, salt, flour, because like you said, not just for cooking purposes, but for trading purposes.
Now, as far as seasoning, I don't know about you, but I hate bland food. And let me tell you something. for all these people who hate white people because we don't season food, you're full of shit. We do.
I'm Italian. I freaking use a shit ton of garlic and basil and
I know,
onions,
but there's a lot of people.
And,
for the people that do over-season food or whatever, if you ain't stocking up, and I guarantee you they're not, they're going to be going ape shit nuts. So you could put seasonings away, but just make sure you don't open them. Like I said, keep all of your overflow prepping stuff separate from what you use every day. Okay. So, but like I'm growing mint, oregano,
oh, vanilla.
Basil.
Don't forget vanilla. Vanilla.
Oh, yeah. All your extracts and stuff, if that's what you use.
Yes.
I use cinnamon and a lot of shit. So.
Yeah. And peanut butter. Make sure you have peanut butter.
Hold on. I'm
can't go wrong with peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
I'm going down my list. my son loves hot cocoa every now and then. And you could buy that big tub of it from Walmart.com. It's
right.
Like $5 for that big, huge tub of it. In all honesty, buying it by the packet is worth it. It's not worth it. It's too expensive. It's cheaper to buy it by that 2.5 pound thing of it. The stores hardly ever have it. I guess it depends on where you live. But yeah, put up like stuff like that. The other thing is, I do a lot of the flavored water packets, the Walmart, you know, like
uh-huh.
the Mio's.
Right.
They don't go bad.
Mm-mm.
Trust me, the packets can get wet, and they don't get ruined because they've drowned before. and they're still good. As long as there's no holes in them. But yeah, like I said, if that's all you have to drink is water, water gets kind of boring after a while, and I just throw a pack of it into one of those big bottles of water.
I don't think water gets boring.
Oh, it does.
No,
it
doesn't.
It's awful. I cannot drink warm tap water unless it's like to take medicine.
I agree. I agree. Room temperature water, I do prefer to put like a dash of lemon or something in, but I'll drink it, you know, just plain too.
And that's just it. If you have those lemon juice itself,
right.
Just squeeze a little bit in there and you're good to go. Okay, so
right.
Here's on to crackers. If you buy crackers, the thing about any type of stuff like that, make sure you put them in an airtight container. They do go stale. Trust me.
Yeah,
that's
not a problem I have.
but I'm just saying, like saltines, I
right.
got two huge boxes of them. But you could take them out of the box and get those big gallon-sized Ziploc bags and put them in that. And keep them in
right.
the sleeves, but or if you have that vacuum seal thing, vacuum seal your shit like that, even the beans.
Right.
We do, instead of doing cans of tuna, we do packets. They have
yes,
little packet
me too.
Tuna.
Yeah.
They even have packs of chicken like that.
Yep.
Like I said, I eat potted meat. I don't mind. I'll eat it on crackers, mix a little bit of mustard or mayonnaise, whatever, or nothing. And you're good to go. So, but like I said, they're good for a little snack if you have to go out for any reason. And, you know, they're good to also have in your bag.
Right.
I'll get into it more in a little bit. Vienna sausage. I know not a lot of people eat it, but all of those canned products, the deviled ham, roast beef, roast chicken, all of that stuff.
It's good for trading.
Huh?
I said, yes, it's good for trading.
Yeah, and like the Vienna sausage and the potted meat does come in a big pack of 6 or 8 or 12 or whatever. But I love deviled ham and deviled roast beef and deviled chicken. They come individually, and they're like 2-something a can now. Good God, they used to be $1 a can. So that's why I don't even bother to buy them. But in all honesty, if I had something that somebody else wanted and they had deviled ham, and I'm like, can I have a can? I'll trade you. Stuff like that.
Yeah, well, I have nowhere to keep canned stuff, not to mention the weight.
Yeah, vinegar. Vinegar can be used for food or cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
I personally don't like, I tried cleaning with vinegar, but yeah, I just can't do it.
Oh, I like it. Here, I found a recipe to make apple cider vinegar. In fact, it's called, and it's like apple scrap cider vinegar. So, you know, you don't have to use the whole apple. It's just like, you know, you take, like when you make apple pie or applesauce or something, you know, you peel it and you core it. Well, the peels and the core you can then use to make the apple scrap vinegar.
Yeah, I use everything. When I make apple butter, apple juice, apple cider, and stuff, I use the whole entire apple.
Well, like I said, apple scrap vinegar allows you to use it for multiple things.
Yeah. I have like 3 gallons of vinegar. But right now we're making cucumbers, and I do boiled eggs and things like that. But make sure you have your pickling spice. Now, there's different types. If you're into that, whatever, there's so many different spices. And you need the acid whenever you make, I can't think of what it's called to save my life right now. But it's got a red label. But it's for whenever you put up all of your other vegetables and your tomatoes and things like that.
Yeah.
You have to, but I cannot think of what it's
acid. Pectin. There's pectin for you use for making jams and jelly.
Well, yeah, that too. So if you're into the canning, make sure you have all your canning supplies. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, then don't bother. it gets expensive to have all your supplies. But once you have them, you have them. So that's just it.
Well, we still have some of our canning supplies, but I've been doing dehydrating. Yeah.
Oh,
we always have jars because we use them for drinking glasses.
Well, yeah. You can recycle, believe it or not. I've already done it. Like your spaghetti sauce.
Yep.
As long as it fits one of those lids. No, you can reuse that same lid as long as that feels still good. Because what you do is I do the submersion.
I do submersion.
Yeah, you could just use that same lid, and it will do the
same
thing.
I didn't know that. Really?
Yeah. I ran out of mason jars, and I've been saving all my spaghetti sauce jars and my pickle jars, and we're just reusing them. But I was
cool.
We did pickled sausage. I want to do the hot dogs, to pickle the hot dogs. The reason why is they will last longer. Now, if you lose power, you keep all your shit in your freezer is going to go bad. So if you have any lunch meat or any meat, it's all going to go bad. So this is the reason why people can and pickle and preserve things.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing about ramen noodles. I can only eat one pack, and sometimes it's like, oh, my God, thank God for the dog. I love ramen noodles, but I can only eat so much. But they're honestly cheap. They're like $4.
Well, you can use them like regular noodles and, like, put them in chicken soup or something.
True. It's the spice that makes me sick sometimes, and I think there's too much iodine in them.
I don't always use the packets, or I only use half.
Yeah, and I don't always do it. But like I said, ramen noodles is a big time. If you're poor, have you ever been poor? Ramen noodles has been a go-to thing. Ramen noodles,
yes.
And hot dogs, ramen noodles and tuna. I don't care. trust me, if you're poor, you know what ramen noodles will do. Because I can't eat much noodles, we didn't put any noodles up. No spaghetti, no elbows, none of that. What's the point? I can hardly eat them. So there was no need in us putting them up. I mean, I might put some up, some of it. I would get the bag over the boxes, like I said, because they're not going to go stale, but insects like ants, God forbid roaches, depending on where you're at, and where you have to run to. So you never know. I'm just saying you could seal it, put it in a, or get those 5-gallon reusable buckets. A lot of restaurants throw them out. Sometimes you can go buy them from them. They're like at pizza places. Their pickles come in a 5-gallon bucket of pickles. That's how they get their pickles, believe it or not. You can go buy them for $2 for a 5-gallon bucket with a lid. You just have to find the right place. And honestly, that's the best way to store your flour, sugar, grits, cornmeal, all of that, is to empty the bags into those 5-gallon buckets. It's the best way to do it. It's also easier to store and carry the bucket than it is, you know, worrying about rupture in the bag. If you do baking of any kind, things are shortening. It's up to you, but it wouldn't hurt to have a couple of them, you know. Back in the Depression, they had limited supplies.
You mean like lard?
Yeah, lard, shortening. Crisco, all of that stuff. I buy the generic. I don't buy whatever. They even have the butter flavored, which it does taste like butter because you can use it instead of using butter. But it all depends. But I suggest going online while we have internet, and I say that very, you know, whatever. Look up Depression recipes, Depression decade recipes. They've got the best because they lived on little to nothing.
Well, my plan is I just got a micro adapter for my USB. So, I plan on downloading a lot of stuff, you know, books, you know, instruction manuals and stuff to my USB, because I have a device in my Faraday box, because you never know. Because,
true, because
even if I can't,
not,
even if I can't access
not
the internet.
EMP,
right.
Yeah, you may not. It may not be an EMP, but the internet could go down.
Right.
And, so
and if I have, and as long as I can turn on my device, I will have those books.
Yeah, and that's why I make sure I download all books that can go on without the internet.
Right.
I suggest if you don't have a green thumb, you better start getting one eventually.
A green thumb? I used to have one. I used to have a green thumb. It's now brown.
Yeah, well, takes a lot. But have seeds. You could put them
up. Yes,
I
have seeds.
And,
I have seeds, you know, because if I put more effort into it, I'm sure my thumb will get green again.
True. Oil. Whatever oil you use, we use vegetable canola, whatever, olive oil, whatever. Just put it up.
I have both.
Now, my son uses, like, we use soy sauce a lot. Things that you like to have, that you normally use, buy it in excess and put it up. I'm not saying truckloads, but I'm just saying enough to last you a while. Then
chocolate chips don't last. Chocolate chips don't last. I can't save chocolate chips to save my ass.
I tried to save them too. Don't feel bad. Well, look, just buy them, send them to me, and then I'll ship them to you a little bit at a time.
Oh, there we go.
Have you ever gone to Walmart? Actually, a lot of places have it. Those the cans of chicken breast in
yes.
the big cans, and they have it with
yes.
a two-pack roll or four. I love those, and you can make it tuna, a chicken salad, or you can make chicken patties. I don't care. Come up with
canned salmon.
You
get a lot of stuff at Costco.
Oh yes, we have salmon. But like I said, put up whatever foods that you're going to want to keep or that you're going to want to eat. If you can, don't forget your animals. Buy a couple 50-pound bags of animal food. One 50-pound bag will last my two dogs a month. And that's because they're...
Not my boys. I go through a 55-pound bag every 2 weeks.
Holy
well,
crap.
You see, because, yeah, well, my dogs eat half my dinner.
Oh. Yeah, well, you can't do that.
Well, I mean, sometimes they do. Sometimes if I get too full, they just sit there. I'm like, wait, go away. And they'll leave, and as soon as I stand up, boom, they're in the kitchen. So,
well, right now I have enough food to last at least a month, maybe two. I'll probably be getting some more food, though. The same thing, kitty litter, I have enough to go at least 1 or 2 months. Anything past that, I'll figure something else out.
Your cats can become outside cats. And not,
oh,
you know,
yes. Oh, he would definitely love that.
Yeah. The next thing is, I don't know if you guys like these things or not, but you know, like those, the diet shakes and the boost shakes and all of those.
Yes.
They're not that bad. The Walmart brand, the Great Value, the vanilla or the milk chocolate, they're not that bad.
I would just
say, you know,
whey protein.
But here's the thing. They're good for an emergency. That's just it. I don't mind drinking them, but I haven't drank them in a long time anyway. But that's just another thing that you can have. Peanut butter. Definitely peanut butter and jelly. Whatever. I get the big tubs of it because it'll last forever. You could do peanut butter wraps. You could do peanut butter crackers, peanut butter sandwich. I don't care. It goes a long way. Which reminds me, you know, those individual, like the cheese, the little packets of crackers, the peanut butter ones, the cheese crackers, the sour cream
yeah.
fries and all that crap. Buy those too.
Yeah.
Costco and Sam's Club is the best place to get those. As a matter of fact, that's the best place to buy all of your bulk.
I don't have any of that.
Costco. No. You could do Walmart.com, and they'll mail them to you, believe it or not.
I have Walmart, but I just don't have Costco and whatever else.
Walmart.com. Walmart.com is the next best thing for you then. Because it's not, you're not getting it from that store. You have the online Walmart, and then you have the grocery Walmart. The grocery Walmart will go into the refrigerator section and the meat section and all that and get you stuff that way if you want it. Walmart.com only gets dry goods stuff and the rest of the store shit that you want to buy. They do not do any refrigerator or freezer section stuff in Walmart.com. Like I pick out any other snack, Pop-Tarts, if you can withstand not eating all your M&M's or whatever, like I said, who knows how long you're going to be without electricity, water. You could lose your job. Shit. Look at a lot of people last year. You get COVID, you can't go to work. You don't have COVID, you can't go to work. So, like I said, having food and stuff put away, it's not a bad thing. Because you don't want to get caught with the items. Is exactly that. If you have boomsticks, as we like to call them, make sure you have enough ammunition. Or basically they turn into baseball bats. Pretty much.
Yeah, well, I've got about 1,000 rounds. A little bit more. I'm only one person, and let's just say that if I get to that point and they're still coming, the last one's for me.
True. You know what the thing about they teach soldiers is we were not meant to be a prisoner of war. That's why there's if you go on every military installation, Paul, there's one bullet, a gun, a razor, and a matchstick. So, and the razor and the matchstick is to cut up the flag and the match so you can burn it properly. And the one bullet is if your installation is overrun and you're the last man standing, that bullet's for you.
Right.
So,
because at that point it's not suicide. I consider it murder because, and that's the thing. I'm against suicide, but that's not suicide. That's murder, so acceptable to God.
No, actually, it's not. It's just that you're not built to be a prisoner. So, and that's just all there is to it. The same scenario.
Oh yeah, well, there's that too. There's that too, but you know, I mean, if I didn't believe,
if you don't,
it's kind of hard. I'm not being tortured.
If you don't believe in guns, yeah. If you don't believe in guns, that's fine. There are other things to use to protect yourself: baseball bat,
yeah, a knife,
a machete. I mean, things like anything enough that can hit someone can do some damage.
Yep. And you can take the knife to your throat or your wrists, too. I'm not going to be tortured.
Believe it or not, hammers. I'm talking for safety. For if you're in your home then and you don't have a gun, well, if you get a knife, a hammer, a baseball bat.
Knitting needle.
Anything.
Yeah.
Anything to protect yourself.
Yep.
Get a taser. Or should I just got me a new taser?
Cool. Hairspray and a lighter.
Yeah. But see, here's the thing. You could have all the protection in the world. It's not going to do you a damn bit of good if you don't have, if you're not in the right
mind. If you're not willing to use it.
Frame of mind.
Right. If you're not willing to use it.
Completely pointless in having it. A taser. If you have a taser, make sure, one, it's charged. Two, you have to hit him center mass. It won't do you a damn bit of good to hit him in the arm or the leg.
No, I'd wind up tasing myself. That's not a good. That's not a good weapon for me. I'm better off with the gun or the knife even.
My grandson stuck my taser. He was playing with it and he dropped it and he said he dropped it, in my chair, and he left it on, I sat on it. Thank God it was not fully charged.
Well, at least
it
went to a cushion part.
Telling you, shot the crap out of me. I didn't know what it was. I thought I sat on a needle or something. And then did it again. I'm like, I'll be damned. It was a cushion changer. But
oh,
yeah,
that is funny.
Center mass. You can drop somebody and you run.
Yeah.
Well,
see, here's the thing.
Got,
I am very good at self-preservation, and I have been in some pretty bad fights and I've put a pretty good hurting on the people. I've had to be pulled off of them.
Oh.
So I am not worried.
Scissors will make a really
scissors,
good
scissors, yes.
pinking shears, all the little bastards. I'm going to tell you something. They put a hurting on someone.
Knitting needles and a crochet hook,
yes.
too. Jab them in the eye.
Yep. You could poke anybody anywhere you want in their body. It's going to friggin' hurt. Now, we just invested in, each of us now have our own Kevlar vest, and it has the plates in it. Now, I only paid $300 for mine, luckily. it was on consignment. But you could buy just the vest itself if you want to have just for your magazines and stuff. I have, and those run about $100 depending on where you get them. It's the plates that kill you. And there's different levels of plates, and I'm not the one to talk to you about the plates. That would be Hinkle or
No, I'm not.
Bobby.
I'm not that. Yeah, I'm not wearing. I'm not going to wear Kevlar.
What do you know about the plates? Hey, free beer. He's napping. Where did he go?
Who are you talking to,
Bobby?
He ran away.
I said Bobby. You ran away.
He's napping. Them old folks.
No,
he's napping.
What? The difference in the plate.
The difference in the what?
The plate for your Kevlar vest.
What about them?
Oh, Jesus. But I know Hinkle had told me one point it was there's three different types or levels depending on what ammunition you're trying to stop.
It's like you know you get the twos, the three A's, and the threes. It's the thickness and it's the bullet that it can deflect.
Yeah. So before you go out and buy one and spend all kinds of ungodly money on them, make sure you know what it is that you're buying. Because same thing for a weapon, for a gun. Know what you're buying before you buy it.
Yeah, and the same token, too, you need to know. That's why you got to do research on it. Do you want ceramic plate or do you want the steel?
Yeah. All I know is my plate. My whole thing weighs about 35 pounds. I think he's a ceramic.
And that's light.
I know. The one I had in the Army was heavy as shit. I swear to God, it was like 50 pounds. But that's what they had from Vietnam.
No, I understand because you also got to look. That's why you got to research because there's a lot of people out there saying that you can't get military grade plates, and that's BS because they're selling them all over the place. Right.
Oh yeah, A1 Tactical. That's in Tennessee, and I know there's somewhere else. They sell military and police issue equipment, not uniforms. But the vest, the gun, you know, things like that you're allowed to have.
Exactly. And the reason why that they do that is because they don't want non-military personnel. They don't want non-police officers going out there and just buying what the police are buying.
Yeah, see, those are the dangerous people. Because they have no idea what they're doing.
Right.
And that's why I tell people, especially with the medical supply, if you don't know how to use it, don't buy it. Now, unless you have somebody who's a nurse or a doctor that's in your house or that's in your little circle of friends, well, by all means, say, hey, so-and-so, is this a good price? And if they like it, then you can buy it and you have it put up so they can use it. If it's ever needed, but don't buy it at like tourniquets. Don't buy them if you don't know how to use them.
Oh heck no! And watch where you buy them from.
Oh yeah.
Because like if it came down to a shootout, I would put Warner right in front of me, you know, and deflect a shot.
So
well, that means
I'm going to
get out of the mystery before you.
I'm just making sure you're still awake.
I'm going to skip other survival stuff, like things that you'll need, like 550 cord and all that other cool shit. I'm going to go into the medical stuff real quick for the first aid kit. Basically,
yeah.
Something that everybody should have. Band-Aid, gauze, Curlex, which is the wrap, the little white wrap, the cotton wrap that goes around whenever you get a wound or whatever. Tape. There's different types of tape. I'm allergic to all adhesive, so it doesn't matter what I get. it's going to suck. But I went and found Vitality Medical Supplies. It's an awesome website. It's better than McKesson, and it's a lot cheaper. It's simple. I ordered it, and I got my shit 2 days later, and I did not pay extra shipping. Okay, so you got your Band-Aids, your wrap, your gauzes, the tape, saline. They sell it for irrigation. You can use it if you get something in your eye. It comes in different forms. You could buy it in the 100 ml bottles all the way up to 250. I mean, when you go on this website, make sure you pay attention because it says individual price or by the case or cases. So I bought the saline. They're 90. There's two different types. There's one that's in a little screw top bottle. Or the ones that's in the little, you know those portable cereal bowls that you pull the aluminum foil off and the cereal's in there? It's its own little bowl. Have you guys seen those? A lot of hospitals have them. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay.
No.
Hey, wait, saline? You mean those little pink capsule things of saline?
No.
Solution?
No. Well, there's that. That's well, no, there's those because those are used for nebulizers and stuff like that and for suctioning. This is sterile saline that can be used for anything. And they have it in where I would buy the ones that's in the little bottles. It's like the size of a large medicine bottle, pretty much. And it's got screws up because you can keep them. If you have to use a saline, I keep it. You know why? Because if you're out and you have no cup, boom, there you go. You can put water in it and drink out of it, or you can put it in there and go on your little merry way. Steri-strips or butterfly stitches, anything like that. Steri-strips, they come in 10 per pack. I bought 10 packages and I spent like $3.
Yeah, I got the Addy pack of sterile saline solution. They're like individual, thingies that you can like snap open like to clean out a wound or an eye. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's sterile. I did get the sterile one. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Those. The little pink ones, sometimes they're clear, whatever. Most of the time they're pink so they can tell the difference. Once upon a time, they used to have to put those with the nebulizer medication. Now,
yes.
they make the nebulizer medicine with the saline in it.
I liked it because they were little packets and I could divide them up between my backpacks and whatnot.
Yeah, and so... We use them for irrigation. I've used them for everything. For
right.
Drake, for every, you name it, those little ampules can be used for anything. If you're fortunate to get those, they're great. You can have one, you can irrigate your eyes out. If you get something in it, you get dirt. Unfortunately, I got pollen in my eye and I had contact on. That's why I scratched my cornea, because the pollen got under my contact lens. My eye swelled shut. So, let me see. Okay, so, and so that's your basic. Oh, and have a pair of scissors. You can get trauma shears, those big black ones. The bottom of it, instead of it being two sharp blades come together, the bottom one's rounded and blunt. On the top one, it's so you can cut shit and not cut the person. You can have a thermometer. Now, there's different types of things I recommend. If you buy, you could buy a first aid kit for one person all the way up to 25. Depends how much money you want to spend. And the thing is, it's only samples of everything. So you could buy the individual packets of aspirin, Motrin, ibuprofen, Tylenol, and all that. Or just go get you the big, giant things of them and get a couple travel-size bottles and put them in it and write what's in it. Yeah, God forbid. You know, I bought the little bottles to throw in there. Insect sting relief, it's those little ampules. You pop them, and they're green liquid. It's basically like witch hazel is what it is. I have two separate types of first aid. One's in my bag, and one, I have an overflow of everything else if I would ever need. I mean, I've got saline wash. I've got wound cleaner, which is pretty much the same thing. Antibiotic ointment, calamine lotion. I'm trying to think without getting too broad. I have my stethoscope, a blood pressure cuff. If you know how to take it manually is the best way to do it. Or you could buy the little battery-operated ones. So they're not as accurate as a manual, but that's good to have. Try to think. Peroxide, alcohol, rubbing alcohol is good to have. Shit. I lost my place here.
Wait, you said something. Wait a minute. Let me think. You just said a couple of things back. What did you say?
Oh, ACE wrap.
Sutures.
Another thing.
Have what wrap?
Okay. ACE wrap. Not the cloth wrap, but
yes,
ACE wrap.
An ACE wrap. Yes, for wrapping your wrist and ankles, right? Yeah, I have those.
The stethoscope.
Yeah, that I don't have. I didn't even think about that. I probably should get one of those.
I've had mine for 21 years. I need new earpieces.
I don't have a regular cuff. I guess I probably should get it. I do have
My dog ate my manual blood pressure cuff, little bitch. And then she ate my battery-operated one.
Well, I have the wrist one, but I don't have the one for around the upper arm because it's useless to me, but it probably would be a good idea to have for other people because it is more accurate.
I've taken my own, so.
I've got fat upper arms, and I don't, you know, the ones that will fit my arm are a little more than I want to spend.
What else? Salt tablets.
Yes.
It's important to have electrolyte tablets and all that. And I believe that should be sufficient for a basic first aid kit. It'll get you by, but you could have a lot of it. Now, here's the thing. If you know how to use a tourniquet, get a tourniquet. But don't forget, if you don't have one and you know how to use one, you can make anything into a tourniquet.
Well,
so.
I know how to do a tourniquet, unlike those idiots in BLM and Antifa.
Yeah.
But the number one rule about a tourniquet is you only use it if absolutely necessary. It's a last resort because the person can lose their limb.
Yes, but it's, the only time you would use a tourniquet is for hemorrhaging.
Right.
If a pressure dressing cannot do it.
Yeah.
If a pressure dressing can't do it, then you got to have a tourniquet. So,
right. No. I know.
Scratches do not need a tourniquet.
bullet wounds don't need a tourniquet, especially if it's only
a
brain.
A bullet wound necessarily does not need a tourniquet. Not necessarily.
No. Well, I guess if it hits an artery.
Okay. Have tampons and pads.
Right.
And
right.
Your kit. Reason being. Oh, and also another good thing you have is abdominal pads.
I have abdominal pads. I have sanitary pads. Not that I use them, but I do have some. I don't have tampons. I guess I could get some of those.
Yeah. The reason why is if you run out of gauze, if you don't have gauze and you don't have abdominal pads, you can use those always super double, triple wrap around your head with wings. You know those?
I do have single-use crazy glue thingies for wounds, you know, single, you know,
oh,
you're in a rush,
oh,
whatever,
yeah.
You clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
But, so.
I've done
having,
that before. I've seen doctors do that.
Having the tampons and pads, I don't need them, but one. If you're out and, like, a penetrating wound, doesn't have to be a gunshot. You could have been stabbed with a stick.
Right.
And it came out, but don't ever take it out. If you're in any instance where you get a penetrating wound, do not remove it. Just leave it there and secure it. But, yes, and also if somebody else needs a tampon or a pad, a woman, not a man.
yes. Oh my God.
You'll have them. I believe that's it. And over-the-counter medications. It's good to have. Cold medicine. I have Tums. I got a big, huge bottle. I got a little sample bottle. Glucose tablets, believe it or not. Those are good to have. Now, don't forget, everything has an expiration date. Okay? So, with that being said, any medication you have, keep it where you could actually utilize it while you have it. Because, like I say, first in, first out. And if you buy the big 500-count bottles of Tylenol, Benadryl, and Motrin and all that, it's going to take you forever and a day to go through it. So, thing to have. And you can use those. I think it covers the basic medical supplies. And if I can think of anything else, whatever. Now, what all did he cover as far as to have in your bag?
What do you mean?
Well, see, like, this is the stuff that I was thinking, that what we have at the house, we have it in a tote that's, it could be used for camping or whatever, and it's, we have this big, huge tote. We put all of our shit in. It's always in there. But, see, we have, like, matches. We have hammocks. A grill rack, if you don't have access.
What about a radio?
A wind-up radio would be better.
Or solar.
Because if you have, blankets, towels.
Change of clothes, especially socks.
Yes, socks, underwear. Let's see, a tarp or two, whatever. 550 cord, that is the shit.
Yep.
It's in the military. Yes. We use it for everything.
Yes. I just used one of my 10-foot cords. We have this section that's open, and the dogs keep going out, and we can't with the because we're babysitting a dog. And the piece of fence that I got, 15 feet, and the area is more like 18 feet. So I'm using the paracord to tie the edge of, because it's a plastic roll fence. And I'm using the paracord to tie it to a post that we then, you know, put something up against just to block that small area. But it was nice having that paracord, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah. I love my 550 cord. Also, 6 ml plastic, like the drop cloth, comes in handy for anything and everything.
Right.
Tent pegs. If you have a tent, that's great. If you don't, tent pegs work great for other things. You could get tea candles, those little tiny ones, believe it or not. All you need is 6 of them, and you could heat up one of those teepee tents, and it'll heat it up, believe it or not. Just light them, make sure you put it on something that's not going to catch on fire. Have all different size candles. It doesn't matter. I'm going to learn how to make candles. They do sell candle making supplies at Hobby Lobby and stuff and Michael's and all that, but shit gets expensive.
Yeah.
So look up.
It's cheaper just to buy candles or a lantern.
If you do a hurricane lamp and you have to use that kerosene, it has to be a well ventilated area. You can't. You got to.
No. I mean, like a solar powered lantern for light, for heat.
Oh yeah.
I don't. Yeah, but as for heat, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I would do. Probably just wrap up something. I don't. You know.
That's why you do. You know, you dress in layers, or you wrap up in layers.
Right. Because what if you can't start a fire? I mean, what if you're not able to? Not can't as incapable, but what if wherever it is you are?
That's why I'm gonna get to that. Hold on. If you go camping, you're gonna have all kinds of camping supplies, air mattress, and all that cool shit. Your pants, whatever you use for camping, cast iron's the best. But like I said, if it's put in one spot and you already have it together and you have to leave and you have like a pickup truck or whatever, throw it in the back and go. A sewing kit, needle and thread and scissors, pretty much all you need. Now the thing about, I was going to tell you about the suture kits. Yeah, forget that shit. Suture kits have gone through the roof.
Oh, I
up
got
to
some.
$100 for
holy
a needle.
Holy shit.
A needle. Guess what? I'm going to buy all different size needles. Basically, you need the curved one is what it is. So
right.
I have the curved needles. And upholstery thread would be the best, not regular
right.
thread.
No, I know.
Thread, it's heavy duty. Word of advice, if you don't know how to sew, learn before you absolutely need it. Because
I actually did invest in some suture kits. You know, it's just one needle and some thread. I got like 20 of them or something, and each kit is sterile with a needle and thread. It's actually meant for like medical students.
I get the suture removal kit. I get a staple removal kit.
Cool. Yeah, I just
I have forceps. all that shit.
Yeah, I don't have all of that, but I did want something a little bit more than Band-Aid and Neosporin.
That's true. A compass is always good to
have. Yeah, I have a few of those.
Scissors, like I said. And any fishing supplies. I know if you don't like to fish.
I have an emergency fishing kit. It's like, you remember those little old tins for sewing? I got one of those as a fishing kit.
Oh, okay. But those are basic emergency things that you'll need. I mean, I'm sure there's probably more, but I forgot. Also,
like you said, it depends on the situation. You know, if you're staying put, it's one situation. If you're going, a different situation. Like, you know, I've decided to make two different backpacks. One is going to be, you know, my Mercedes-Benz, and the other one's going to be, you know, my poor man's one. In other words, the bare minimum of what I need if I have to, you know, go somewhere and go fast, because the bigger one I can carry, but it'll take a little bit to get, getting it on might be time consuming. And I don't know how far I could work or how fast before taking a break. So I need to have so it's nice and I've been practicing carrying it and I can carry it. It's a question of how fast can I move and how far can I move before I have to take a break in a certain terrain.
You have a vehicle that you can load your vehicle up with whatever you need and leave.
Right. Well, yes,
you get to, if you have to get out of your vehicle, then you have to prioritize what's in there to take.
Correct. Right. So that's my thing. Our best bet, and I'm hoping, is to stay put. That's, you know, especially considering the community I live in, this, you know, staying put actually would be my first choice, but, you know, my second choice would be able to go somewhere in my camper, but that's actually not logistically feasible because it cuts my gas mileage in half. And if I'm actually taking the vehicle, then I want to get as far as I can. And I always keep a full tank of gas, plus I have enough gas in my cans for another full tank. So I have enough to go almost 1,000 miles.
It pays to keep your car at a full tank of gas, no matter what.
Right. Right.
As far as stuff, also if you're going to be at home, don't forget like your bleach and your other whatever cleaning solution that you use.
Correct.
Now bleach you can use to clean your water, but they do have chlorine tablets, and that's another good thing to have to keep in your emergency supplies.
I do have water purification tablets, but I don't do bleach. I do vinegar over bleach. I've never liked bleach.
I boil the water good enough, but if you have to, if it comes down to it, yes, you can use a drop or two of bleach. I'm not saying use a capful, just enough.
When I was preparing the tank on my camper, I didn't want to use bleach. So they said I could use vinegar. You have to use a little bit more of it. But an even better thing is a combination of vinegar and baking soda.
Yeah. Well, that's another thing to also have on hand because of stomach problems.
Right.
You can do either a teaspoon of mustard or the baking soda water, whatever.
Really? Mustard?
Yeah. It's the vinegar. It's the vinegar in it that breaks up the acid. Yeah, it does work. Whatever you want to keep for, like, laundry soaps, whatever you use, the Tide Pods, if you use the powder, the liquid, whatever, whatever floats your boat, have it enough. bar soap is easier to carry than liquid soap. It weighs less.
Right.
And the thing that you were talking about starting a fire, have motor oil. It doesn't matter if it's burnt motor oil that's already been used, because you can, if you have wet wood, motor oil will help start a fire. Another thing.
Well, I was thinking more along the lines of location or something. You know, if you're in an area you don't want to start a fire, you know, granted, I guess you could build a smokeless fire, but that's what I was, when I was saying about fire.
Take cotton balls and put a little bit of Vaseline on a couple of them. Not a whole lot. Cleaning the cotton balls will start a fire.
I remember Chris telling us about that last year. So I went and bought a thing of petroleum jelly and cotton balls, and I have a little, like, sandwich bag filled with it, you know, mushed together because it takes up less space than the petroleum jelly container. So, yes, I have that because I listened to Chris.
Flashlights, batteries, unless you have rechargeable batteries, that's better. If they have the solar rechargers, I know, like your cell phone, they have a solar recharger. I don't know if they have that for batteries, but whatever.
Yeah, they do, but they're very expensive.
Life straws are awesome. You can use one life straw 100,000 times. Yeah. Let's see.
I have a life straw, and I have those, like, necklace thingies or bracelet thingies that, you know, you break them, and then they light up, you know, like at a party or something.
Oh, the chem light. Chem light.
Is that what they're called? The thing that kids use when they go to
Yeah, they're chem lights.
Yeah, I have some of those. I listen to you guys.
Bobby, can you think of anything else for, like, a, like, survival, whatever?
Preview?
Dryer lint.
Dryer lint will start fires. No, seriously, dryer lint will start a fire.
Yep.
In a heartbeat.
What'd you say, Bobby?
I said, yeah, dryer lint does start a fire.
Yeah, especially if you leave it in your dryer and it becomes like 3 inches thick.
Or you use fabric softener.
Well, no, you always have dryer lint no matter what.
No, I mean, remember when Chris showed it and he was, you know, we were asking about the whiteness, and he was saying about, you know, color lint, and then, and also too with the fabric softener, what it can do to it and whatnot.
Also, like we were talking about, you could go on your phone, on Android or Apple, it doesn't matter, and download all kinds of survival books. They've got survival medicine, survival everything. Plants, bugs, trees, snakes, fish, frogs. I'm telling you, they got a survival book for everything.
Yeah.
And the reason why I say that, you might want to have both because, one, your phone is lighter, unless you won't have a way to charge it. So that's the other thing. But books get heavy.
Yeah, no, I'm putting everything on a USB.
But the thing is, if you have no electricity to charge up your item, you see what I'm saying? So
I've solar chargers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have solar batteries as you know, the solar power blocks, and I also have a solar panel to charge my power station.
Oh, okay. As far as things you should have, like have proper boots or hiking shoes, whatever.
Yep.
Socks. I can't stress socks enough. Comfortable clothes. You know that if you have to go, and I have a lot of those stretchy pants, those cotton ones that, you know, whatever. But I plan on getting some cargo pants just because it's kind of hard to, you know, wear combat boots and stretchy pants. They have Under Armour or like you would wear, some people would wear like the long johns or whatever. Like I said, it's
right.
All dressed in and your climate too. Hats, gloves, and I'm talking about like your boonie caps, your winter caps or whatever. There's different types of gloves for different situations, unless you have all-purpose gloves that's for everything. That's pretty much it. Oh, it would be important to have a list of all your medications if you ever need it. A list of surgeries, allergies, and all that cool stuff. You never know if you ever need it. I think that's about it. Unless you guys can think of anything else.
No, I can't.
I mean, stress water. Enough.
Yeah, I have water purification tablets as well as the Life Bra.
Oh, and last but not least, I'm sure everybody has one. And if you don't, well, maybe you should get one, a Bible. Because let me tell you something. Y'all need it in the emergency.
A what?
A Bible.
Oh.
Yeah. So, especially if it's, if you're not religious, well, I'm sorry. I'm talking about, and if you're a Christian, you understand about having it to read.
Well, I have a pocket New Testament, but I don't have the whole, I have a Bible, but it's pretty big. I guess I could get a smaller one.
Well, no, I'm just saying for strength and all that stuff. If you're in an apocalyptic event of any kind, yeah, you'll need all the strength you can get. Oh, I guess my little pain in the ass wants to come inside. Yeah. He beckons. Oh, my God. I just laugh at all of these children. We lose electricity and the internet and all of that stuff. How miserable they're going to be.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Even if we don't lose electricity, they're going to black out the internet. Even if it's only temporary.
Okay. No, it's true. And that'll cause more chaos than anything.
Yeah.
But once these young people,
they can't live without their internet.
No. And that's why we tell people, you know, be self-reliant, you know, because the shit's not always going to be here. We're so far technologically advanced that it won't last forever. That's just it. It can come crashing down. And when it does, it's going to hit everyone. It's going to hit everybody right inside the head. And it's not going to be pretty. So, woohoo! made it without the storms. It's in a low. You know, watch, as soon as we get off, it's going to start storming again. Freaking. Oh. Now I'm going to go back to, playing my Zoo Tycoon and my Sim City, where it's full of fucking liberals. And I say that, you guys dig it any way you want it. I don't know if you guys have ever played the simulation game where you build a city, farms, whatever. I have like 50 more jobs than people, and they're saying, we don't have any jobs. You need to create some. I swear to God, it sounds just like these freaking people who don't want to go back to work. And there's tons of jobs.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, there's shit tons of jobs here, and nobody wants to go back to work.
Now, they're acting like they created all these jobs, and it's like they didn't create shit.
Well, theoretically, he did create them after he killed them. So...
So the only reason that, you know, there were so many new jobs is because businesses opened up again. It's not, he didn't do jack shit to make those jobs. Trump did.
No. What I'm saying is all the jobs that people lost because of the lockdown, they just opened back up. So therefore he thinks he created those. No,
but
they were there before.
Right, not to mention the fact that he's telling people you now got to pay them $30 for a job they used to get $15 an hour for, because they're getting $15 for free. Why are they going to work for $15 or even $20?
Oh, and get this, they're close to passing the $2,000 a month and $1,000 for children. So that's
I thought that was only in California.
Nope. That's something new.
Now let me ask you this. Is that $2,000 for everybody or only people on welfare?
Only people up to a certain amount of income.
Oh, well, then I actually probably do qualify.
I think it's bullshit, but... who's going to pay for it?
I agree. Oh, I agree 100%. I'm not going to stop working. I don't work because of money. I mean, well, I do, but, I mean, I work because it's fulfilling.
No, I know.
I mean, I don't believe in getting something for nothing. So even though I get disability, I used to do volunteer work. Can't do that anymore. I know it's my own money that I put in, but I've gotten back more than I put in. But my point is that I really hope it doesn't pass. I really do.
Me too.
Because
that's gonna
it just means...
It's going to put us like every other country, dependent on the
government. And the money is going to be worthless. You're going to give them $2,000. But here's the thing, that $2,000 is going to drop them down to maybe $1,000. You know, they're talking about, well, we pushed to get higher wages. Yeah, so you pushed, and now people that were getting $10 or $12 an hour, now they're getting $15 an hour, but their $15 is actually worth less than the $10 or $12 an hour. Their pay raises actually cost workers $1.47 or something like that.
What people don't seem to understand is the more you make, the more you get taxed. Plain and simple.
It's not just the taxes. It's that the rich are not going to cut into their profits in order to pay you more. They're going to raise prices.
Well, they'll raise prices and cut hours is what they're going to do.
Exactly. They're going to be people that are going to...
You know what? I'm to the point right now where I don't care. You know why?
No.
Because I have preached it and told it and told it over and over again. And if nobody wants to listen, that's their problem, not mine. I'm done telling them.
Right.
It's like I'm done preaching to the wall.
I agree.
And we can only stress how this shit back up, you know, your backup plan. Oh, and an atlas and a roadmap is something that you need to have, too. It's good to have. Because GPS ain't going to be working. For Weathers, Keith lost his backyard.
I don't know if you can hear him or not.
Huh?
Sorry, my cat was complaining.
Oh.
You need knives. Plenty of knives. Lots of knives. More knives.
Oh! That just... Another thing, in our vest, I have the knife that... who made the knife for the group?
I don't know. It says made in China, but I don't know who etched it.
Yeah, it was. It was a company that I found that were supposed to be all American made.
Oh, okay. Because I put that and I loaded it on one side, and my taser and my gun in its holster can be attached on another side, and then all the magazines and all that, and where we got them at. He has these little daggers that you put your fingers in to hold them.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, no,
yeah.
You can stick them little bad boys all over the place.
Yeah.
And so he's trying to sell them, that's all.
Oh, yeah.
To us. That's no big deal because I'm going to buy them anyway. I'm going to go back in and buy some. But, and like that. He's like, don't forget, whatever you wear, whatever you carry, you're gonna have to carry it. So, but anywho, I'm done. That's it. You got anything else?
No, I don't. But
no.
As usual, it was a good show.
Yes, always. I always enjoy your shows.
Well, thank you. I try. I'm gonna.
No, you always do a great job.
Yep, now hopefully people pay attention.
That's the key right there.
I don't think they're going to.
A lot of people don't. And that's, like I said, that's not our problem.
Nope.
And I hate to say that, but, you know.
I do, too.
Oh,
did
well,
you
I'm
see,
sorry.
Did you see in our... National chat room when I said, look, everybody scattered when I mentioned showtime.
I saw that. I was like, wow, really, people?
Oh, what, you mean on Facebook Messenger?
Yeah, I know you're not there.
No, are people talking in there now? Because I know they did too much
yeah.
when I left.
Yeah, they... It's not much, but they do.
Yeah, they talk.
It's a shame they don't participate.
I think a lot of people mainly do it. For the information. And
yeah.
A lot of people don't. They don't like to interact because they're afraid of. Ever meeting somebody or whatever. It's like, whatever.
Yeah, I tried a couple of times to meet people, and
Now, even in other states, because I'm close to Maryland, Delaware, even Jersey and New York and whatnot, West Virginia, I don't have an issue driving a few hours to meet people or halfway or something, just so that we know, you know, that there's people there. I have a CB radio that I'm getting ready to set up, not a different group than I'm in, the one that I did the rally with on Saturday. I got to meet some people, and, you know, we're planning some other stuff as a group. And some of them are actually here in Lancaster and York and, Lancaster County, York and other nearby counties. Some of them are, you know, Philly or Pittsburgh, Erie, but there are some people that are local, you know, within an hour or less that is nice to know. And like I said, I have I got a ham radio that I'm going to program, and the group has a particular station, you know, that they use.
Yeah.
Eight minutes.
We could go ahead and end the show now. I mean, there's no need in.
Yeah, I mean,
we're done.
You put out all the pertinent information, and again, like I said, thank you as usual. Another great show. And Maria and Lorna, even though you're still sleeping.
I'm awake.
Oh, you'll be awake when you get down here.
What's that?
You'll be awake when you get down here.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Oh, so she's going to go down and live with you after she moves out of her place. Oh,
yep.
Yeah, I got a spot in the backyard. It's I built her a doghouse.
I hope it's fast and thin. Don't want me to wander off and get lost.
Oh, that's why we got the shock collar for you.
Oh, dear God.
All kids inside, yeah, she'll be good. I'll take care of her.
Yeah. Yeah, this is going to be interesting.
But anyways, again, thank you all for being with us. I just like we all said and always say, I wish that we would get more participation, people calling in. But that's okay, too, because I know for a fact our messages are getting out there.
Oh, that's good.
But,
a lot of people.
What's that?
As long as, you know, you know that they are.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's the good thing.
If we weren't, I would shut it down, because what's the sense of doing it?
No, true.
But, yeah, we've got followers. They might not say much.
Yeah, and see, the show, after being on it for a couple of years, I finally am adoptable.
Well, no, the jury's still out on that.
Oh, shit.
But, yeah, you're part of the family whether you like it or not, Lorna.
I know.
Now you're stuck with us.
Yep.
Her brother's just, you know, he's been paying me off on the side saying, yo, keep her in South Carolina. Don't let her come down to Tennessee.
That's a true story.
But
wow.
Anyhow, yep. I'd like to say thank you again, and God bless America. God bless our children, our first responders, our military, our troops, our veterans, and God bless the Defender 7. Thank you, everybody. Have a great rest of your night.
Good night.
Good night.